Her name is Amelia Fuller, and she has been somewhere to eat.
I've been to Eastern Bell. It's 399 Belmore Road, Balwyn, and it is like taking a step into the 80s in the best way possible. You know that just perfect Australian Chinese food? Now, I'm not saying it is traditional in any sense of the word. I'm not saying it's experimental or pushing the boundaries. It's just exactly how you want it. And the service is amazing. Like, I'm talking, they're still in bow ties, and they come and the water will never be half empty. You have prawn crackers as you get to the table.
Fantastic.
Is this on the menu?
Double lemon chicken.
Of course, a double lemon chicken. Some honey chicken we had with cashews on top.
Yeah.
They're so fresh. They literally were too hot to eat as you're trying to put it in your mouth.
I'm loving this. Is that Belmore Road when you at the point where you get to that roundabout that kinks you left?
That's exactly right. So there's a roundabout with about six different entrances, exits.
Yeah.
You've got the supermarket there, a butcher, that kind of thing. It's a very small little village there.
Well priced, Amelia?
Yeah, so all the starters were around $10, if not kind of less.
Sesame prawn toast.
How good.
Sesame prawn
good
toast,
that.
Which is literally, when I turned it over, is actually toast.
Right.
Which is, that's the way to do it.
I'd go for double sesame prawn toast.
Yeah, a bit of that.
Right.
You need some satay skewers, of course, to start, a wonton soup.
Rex may, in fact, start a culinary theme here,
mm-hmm.
that you get double Peking duck.
Yep.
Double. You can get a whole Peking duck if you want. All the stars are about $10. The mains are about $26, which is kind of a little bit more expensive than you expect from here, but the servings are huge, so they're all meant for sharing. You could get two mains and a couple of starters for a table of four, and you'd be out of there in $90, and you'd be happy.
I'm looking at honey chicken.
Honey chicken was so fresh. We also had the Mongolian beef, which was literally still sizzling on the hot plate as it came over.
Look at that, Russell.
You just,
oh, I know.
It's like just a practice in nostalgia, comfort food. You could easily get takeaway here on a Friday night and be happy.
Right.
But you can also sit in BYO, obviously, because it's a dry zone.
Yeah.
So
hey,
is that a dry zone?
It's a dry zone. But you just get some BYO from downstairs.
Right.
There's a bottle shop downstairs.
Hey, Ross, we might go there on the way to a Echuca.
We should do that, shouldn't we?
We're in Echuca on Monday.
We're broadcasting from Echuca
on
Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he and Colleen still live there, but someone who used to live very close to there was the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonian Marvel. Peter Dacos.
This is his local.
What would have been?
I bet he knows it. Because if you live locally to Eastern Bell, you will 100% know it.
Right.
It is one of those ones that you just, it's filled with locals. And we had behind us community groups. So I think from what I could gather from eavesdropping, it was maybe a Catholic community group behind us. Next to us was a group of old friends, older people, all gathered. And I know that there's been lots of family birthdays there. My partner's family grew up around there, so I get lots of stories about Eastern Bell.
It looks like you have to find it. Is it down a little laneway or something?
No, it's in an old plaza, and plaza is the perfect name because, you know, when you think of plaza, it just takes you back to brown brick and brown tiles, and you ascend some stairs.
Right.
So it's
when
not...
you kink left at the roundabout, is it on the left or the right?
It's on the left.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's just like just slightly back, but it's actually on level one level up, but you can't miss it because they're that level up. There's huge signage, Eastern Bell, and there's no MSG. You can get gluten-free, vegetarian. Because they are that silver service, they will take care of you however you need to be taken care of.
Okay.
And take away. Stay with us. Eastern Bell, 399 Belmore Road, Balwyn. Shower or two, top of 16. It's 13 degrees now. So what does actually democracy produce?
In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. So long, Holly.
What is the charge? A succulent Chinese meal. Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, endless weekend on the way.
Round us off with the Eastern Bell in Balwyn, Amelia.
I'm going to round us off with a quote from the maitre d', Nicholas Wynne. He's owned it for 30 years. He says that he has chefs that can cook for different Chinese people who live in the area. So people from Hong Kong, they want clean flavours. People from Singapore want spicy. People from mainland China want salty. And Aussies just want honey chicken.